95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm Kathy Romano, your host. The 18th annual Sandy Sprint, hosted by the Sandy Rollman Ovarian Cancer Foundation, is taking place today at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The Sandy Rollman Ovarian Cancer Foundation has raised over $5 million in research grants and educated millions about ovarian cancer. The festivities of the 5K run, walk, and canine sprint start at 6:30 in the morning. Robin Cohen, the CEO and co-founder of the foundation, is joining me to share all the event details. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you for having me.
I almost called you Sandy.
A lot of people do that.
So speaking of Sandy, who was Sandy Rollman?
Sandy passed away from ovarian cancer when she was 33, and I was her oncology nurse.
And how did the foundation get started?
We started on a living room floor after she passed away. We still had a lot of fight in us, so her sister and I decided to give to other women what she ran out of, which was more time.
And for those who are not familiar with the foundation, what exactly does the Sandy Rollman Ovarian Cancer Foundation do?
We provide support to women and families touched by ovarian cancer, and we raise funds for research.
The Sandy Sprint, give us all of the details and what we need to know about the race.
Yeah, so it's coming back for the first time since the pandemic in person. We're really excited. It's at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The run walk starts at 8:15. It's a total Philadelphia race. We have the Mummers, Rocky, the Philadelphia Boys Choir, the Flyers Ice Girls. So it's just a great community event, and everyone unites in the fight against ovarian cancer.
Okay, so it's a 5K run, 5K walk, and then what's the canine sprint?
So people can register with their dogs, and they get special prizes and treats. It's a great way to get our canine friends involved in the cause, too.
And what's the route? Does it go on West River Drive and Kelly Drive?
So it's Kelly Drive because there's construction on MLK Drive. It's a new route for us. We're actually excited people get to see the other side of the river.
So if people want to take part, how do they sign up?
They can't be there in person. They can still register virtually to participate and do it from wherever they are.
What time will everything be wrapped up?
By 10 a.m., everything's pretty much wrapped up.
Okay, so when people are finished the race, what can they do then? Are there things, I would imagine, at the home base, there's some stuff for people to do?
Yeah, we have food, you know, refreshments, and then we have an award ceremony following the race.
So obviously this is, you know, your big event right now. What's next for the foundation?
So next, we actually do the same event in Sea Isle in the summer, July 23rd.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that. I go to Sea Isle. That's my beach town.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a fun. It's very laid back. It's really fun.
Where do you run there? On the boardwalk?
And onto the beach. So it's a challenging run.
And I would imagine all of the details and to sign up are on your website as well?
Yes.
Robin, thank you so much for calling in and sharing all the details about the event.
Thank you.
For more information and to sign up, you can go to the Sandy Rollman Ovarian Cancer Foundation website, which is sandyovarian.org.
This is Her Story with Kathy Romano on 95.7 Ben FM.
Having a baby is one of the most joyful experiences in life. As a mom, you're anticipating the feeling of unconditional love. However, what you may not be prepared for is the depression that can come after the birth of your child. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, up to 20% of new parents experience postpartum depression or anxiety. Today, I'm talking to the founder of Keepsake Mom Breast Milk Jewelry. Dr. Anna Thatchuk is joining me today to explain how the handcrafted breast milk jewelry can actually help mothers cope with postpartum depression and unexpected anxiety. Dr. Anna, thanks for joining me today.
I'm glad to be here.
I have to start off by asking, what is breast milk jewelry? Because I have never heard of this before.
So basically, it's a keepsake. A lot of mothers, they want to either celebrate breastfeeding or just have a memory, a good memory of this time when they were breastfeeding a baby. So there's sometimes it's a challenge for a lot of mothers because it is a journey. It's not easy. It doesn't come easy for every mother to breastfeed. Or sometimes it's just, you know, something wonderful to remember.
And so how does it all work?
Mm-hmm. So basically, you mean the process?
Yeah, the process. Like, what? How are you making this? How is this happening?
Mm-hmm. So basically, we receive the breast milk from mothers in liquid form. We just need a couple of tablespoons, and we turn it into powder, which takes, the process takes about 6 weeks. So for milk to dry, it's grounded into fine powder, and that's when I take it and I mix it with resin and pour it into molds that are prepared already there. For example, they can have real gold flakes, names, locks of baby's hair, baby's teeth prints, names, shimmers, and birth colors. And then I pour the milk, and after I demold it, I do the finishing touches, and we ship it off. It's quite a lengthy process. It actually takes 3 to 7 coats, and each coat dries about 12 hours, which is quite a lot of time.
Well, and it's a customized product. Each individual product is different because you're using the mother's breast milk.
It is, yes. It is. And we number all the packages of milk. We also store dried milk afterwards for up to a year in case if a customer wants another piece. So, yeah, it's very customizable. It couldn't be more customizable because there's everything about the baby in that item. There's a birth date. Sometimes if the baby passed away, unfortunately, even have cases like that, there is going to be a date of when the baby passed away. We can even do baby print, like a hand print or names and stuff like that. Yeah.
So, you know, some people may think that this is a bit odd, but you obviously stand by your product. Explain how this helps mothers dealing with postpartum depression.
Well, it's actually something physical. It's a reminder of that time. For some women, as I said before, it's a celebration of that time. But for some, the memory. Personally, myself, I have these books for each child of pictures and all of that. But I also had 5 miscarriages, and I have ultrasound pictures of them, too. So sometimes I go through books, and there are some pleasant memories, and then there's some sadness mixed with it, right? So if I have a baby footprint of my child, that's something that helps me to remember my child. So the same thing with the item, like breast milk jewelry. Sometimes it can remind me of those times. There are mothers that we have that lost their children later in birth, and obviously those are the most upsetting stories for me personally. However, when a mother receives that item, for them, that's just like a physical reminder, the feelings that go into that item. So there's going to be maybe a name and even lock of hair, and that's all that mother will have.
You had 5 miscarriages?
Mm-hmm. Yes, unfortunately I did. I had, the first one was a miscarriage, and then I'm actually from Ukraine, and that kind of was an odd one because I got married with my husband Jeff, who's in Canada, and I went back to Ukraine where we were doing documents for me to go back to Canada, and I didn't know I was pregnant. You know how they can take an x-ray of the chest x-ray, and they didn't cover me, and I didn't know I was pregnant, so I believe that that's what caused it, actually.
Oh my gosh.
And then I had my son, and then after that I had 5 miscarriages after that. So it was total 6. The 5 miscarriages that did happen, unfortunately, I don't know the reason. So it was a very traumatic experience for me personally because I did not know if I would ever have another child. I had the growing up son, and I wanted him to have a sibling, and I badly, badly wanted to have another baby. So luckily I had a beautiful daughter, and then I had another son. So ended up having 3 beautiful children, but it was quite a journey. I did breastfeed all 3 of them, and it wasn't that easy. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot, but at the same time, it was a struggle because sometimes I would run out of milk. For some women, it's even more of a struggle because you can develop inflammation in your breast. Milk may never come.
So was your experience, your miscarriages and having 3 children, is that how you came up with the idea of the breast milk jewelry?
Actually, I already had all 3 children, and no, not quite like that, because my sister, she's younger than me, and she was breastfeeding at the time, and I was always a creative person, and I wanted to make pieces of jewelry generally, and I was trying to sell on Etsy, but Etsy is very competitive because there are millions of stores in there. I could sell, but it was very slow process for me and very difficult. But my sister, she called me up one day and she said, I know you want to sell jewelry. I have this idea for you that I came across. I know there is a lot of women that want this, a keepsake, but it's really hard to get. It takes up to 2 years to receive the item because there's only a couple of stores that are doing this. She was researching it for herself as a keepsake. And she told me that, and I was so excited. I remember I was on vacation. I couldn't wait to get home to start this. It was slow, but every day, I remember even staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning. I was just trying to create new items, new ideas, and working and working. And it's been close to 5 years now. So, and I'm really enjoying it because it combines so many things that I'm passionate about. I love making beautiful pieces of jewelry. I love everything colorful and sparkly. And I love the sparkle that I put in there, like the shimmers and stuff. I have a medical background, so for me, it's also, there's some part of that. I'm a mother of three children, so for me, that also a reminder of those times when I was breastfeeding all my three children.
What is your medical background?
I have a medical degree from Ukrainian medical school, which is internationally recognized. I was going to prove my degree here in Canada, but at the time, in British Columbia, there was only 12 spots for 700 applicants for trained doctors. So it was quite competitive. My husband and I, we wanted to have children, and it would be a few years of wait before I would become a doctor. So I chose Plan B, which I became an ultrasound technologist here. So I see a lot of pregnant mothers. So I'm really close to mothers, working with mothers all the time. And yeah.
Do you still have family in Ukraine? Have you spoken to them? How are they doing?
My dad passed away 3 years ago from cancer. He was a renowned psychoanalyst in Europe. He was well known in his circles. But then my mom and my aunt, her family that stayed in Ukraine. So only recently I helped my mom to finally escape because my mom is 70 years old and it was really hard for me to persuade her. It was a very long journey for her, crossing the border, and there was one wonderful lady who helped her do that, because without her, my mom wouldn't be able to make that journey. It lasted them almost 2 weeks, and my mom is finally here. She is with me.
Oh, that's great.
I couldn't be happier that she's here, yeah. And I'm helping that refugee. Right now, we're supporting her and helping her to get established here in Canada. She got work permit and whatnot, but yeah, it was quite heartbreaking for me personally, because I read news every day since it happened, and I'm heavily involved in this mentally and physically, yeah.
So is the plan for your mother to stay in Canada for good?
That's what the plan is. At this point, she got a visa for 3 years, but she may not have anywhere to come back to, because right now, from what I hear, there's been 5 bombings in my city of Dnipro, and I hear that that's where the Russian troops are moving to, so it's pretty close. And it's actually scary for me, so obviously.
Yeah, very scary. I'm glad your mom is with you, though.
Thank you, yeah.
Talk a little bit about postpartum depression and what women experience after childbirth.
So this is actually something that is close to me. Myself, I didn't experience depression. I had just baby blues. But my sister, she suffered postpartum depression, and she lives in Ontario right now. And I remember the times when she had the first baby and she asked me to come and visit and help her. And it was a bit heartbreaking because she did an amazing job trying to breastfeed. But I know for a lot of mothers, even that is a struggle when you have a postpartum depression. So I came there and she was able to breastfeed her baby, but as soon as she would breastfeed, she would hand over the baby to her husband because she couldn't even hold the baby. There was no joy in her and there was detachment. She didn't feel that connection with the baby. And I knew that she was heartbroken. She recognized very well what was happening. I stayed with her for a couple of weeks and I saw that firsthand. I also do know that a lot of women go through this. I did have a depression myself later, not just right after, but maybe I would say 6 months, a year into it, after I had the first child, and I was isolated in Canada. I didn't have anybody. Feeling of emptiness and loneliness and the absolute no excitement about doing things. It robs you of life, and it robs you of joy of having a baby, where you're kind of supposed to be happy and the bond. So I have a huge empathy for women that go through this. It does ranges from just baby blues, which, you know, to deep depression where you don't want to see the baby and even harm the baby. Even situations like that, those thoughts, they happen in some cases.
And so what if somebody is experiencing this, what would you recommend to them? I mean, obviously talking to their doctor, but how can they almost identify it themselves and be aware that this is what's happening and that they're not the only ones?
Well, I think that someone can recognize it by, first of all, it's you're not yourself. The regular things don't bring you joy. There are moments where you just don't want to get out of bed, and not because you're tired even, but because there is no motivation to do anything. Sun doesn't make you happy in the morning. I remember my sister was saying that even if everything was sprinkled with gold, it wouldn't give me happiness or joy. Everything seemed gray. And I think that some women, especially if you're genetically predisposed to it, not even postpartum depression, but generally depression, it puts you at risk for having postpartum depression. The hormones, they drastically change during pregnancy and obviously right after birth, and that what causes the shift in how the brain functions, and it does cause, in some cases, depression.
There are some risk factors and some serious symptoms to look out for. So if you know somebody, you know, who may be experiencing this, you really should encourage them to talk to their doctor.
Absolutely. Yes. Talking about it is incredibly important because suffering on your own is probably the worst thing you can do. There is help out there. It is not forever. Most of the cases, it goes away. It gets better. Some women, the depression can get even worse for quite some time, but then it gets better. For some, it stays the same for about a year. And for some, it goes away almost immediately. Like, it's just, it's very short-lived. I think it is important to recognize the difference between baby blues and depression, because baby blues is almost something that almost every woman experiences. It lasts only a couple of weeks and not months, like depression does.
If people are interested in checking out your jewelry and finding out more about breast milk jewelry, what's the best way for them to do that? What's your website?
KeepsakeMom.com. And we feature different products like rings, necklaces, earrings, and bracelets. We do custom work. And obviously, anybody who has a baby or two or three children, we can incorporate all the specific details in one piece, like names and locks of hair. We can even accommodate up to five children we can represent in one piece. We have design your own different shapes and sizes of necklaces and rings.
And I'm looking at the birthstone jewelry.
Yes, we put actual birthstones, like the crushed stone. So, yeah.
Well, Dr. Anna, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
For more information about the breast milk jewelry, if you're interested in checking it out and seeing what it's all about, you can visit Dr. Anna's website. It's keepsakemom.com. And if you missed any part of today's interview, it will be available as a podcast tomorrow morning. Just go to our website, 957benfm.com. On the left-hand side, you'll see shows. Click Her Story, and all of my episodes are listed right there. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Kathy Romano. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.